our role as parliamentarian, we are playing an oversight role. Our role as parliamentarian is to ensure that our executive wing of our government is closely monitored in terms of its performance, in terms of the way it delivers. So in this aspect, regarding this agreement, the resolution of conflict in South Sudan, as parliamentarians, our first task is to ensure that our people are sensitized. They need to know about the agreement, because as you put it, signing it is one aspect. Implementing it is another. So for us to be able to actually be accountable, our people need to know this agreement fully. How many chapters, how many articles, etc., etc. So our role as parliamentarians is to go down to the grassroots and educate our public so that they can be able to pick it, to know it, and to be able to ask their parliamentarians from an informed position.
Yes, and you did mention clearly your role is to go to the ground and create a lot of awareness and let your constituency know about this peace agreement. Honorable, talk is cheap, and you parliamentarians have been called all names. Some said you're not doing enough, you're just a rubber stamp parliament, and all those names that they called you people there. This time around, I would like to know, and I want you to assure my listener, what are you going to do different to win the trust of the people that indeed this our parliament is working so hard to bring peace, is representing us there, and is doing exactly what we send them there to do? I want you, and before you make that promise, of course, unless you know you're going to fulfill it, what are you going to do different this time as parliament to ensure and make sure that people are taken into account, people are accountable to what they do when it comes to the implementation of this peace agreement?
It is true. It is true. All sorts of problems are given to us. There are talks that we are not doing enough. There are talks that we are rubber stamped. There are talks that we are bribed, etc., etc. David William, if you are a football player, if you are a football player, if you are playing basketball, or if you are playing all sorts of sports activities, always you expect a lot of praises or a lot of insults. It is true. Some sectors within our society might have not been seeing what the parliament is doing. But if you reflect back, we have seen what the parliament did. The parliament has actually extended the tenure of the government of the Republic of South Sudan for the next 36 months, which it is enshrined actually in this agreement, and the parliament is continuously doing what the people expect from it. So the talk that we are rubber stamped, the talk that we are not doing enough is one aspect. But let me assure our listeners that the parliamentarians are committed. Indeed, I can accept that for the last probably 3 years, we did not grow to our consistency because we are not interested to grow, but because of the circumstances that we are in. You remember, up to now, the parliament did not go on recess for almost 3 years. And it is not that because we are doing nothing, because there are urgent matters that need the parliament actually to go on session. So I want to assure you and our listeners that things are not going to be the same. We believe. Let our voters give us time. They will see us living to what they expect us to do. So I just want to assure you that our hearts are with our voters. Our hearts are with our constituencies. We even, some of us are longing to go and visit them. But the circumstances that we are in does not allow us. But I believe as soon as we dispose this agreement, I'm sure the administration of the parliament and the presidency, based on the conduct of business regulation of the transitional National Legislative Assembly, conduct of business 2011, amended on 2017, definitely the members of the parliament will be going to their respective constituencies to enlighten their voters.
All right, let's leave it like that. Thank you so much for talking to us, Honorable. I always do appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.